Welcome to the Minimum Viable Podcast, a project of the Defense Entrepreneurs Forum. Our mission is to inspire, connect, and empower people in order to promote a culture of innovation in the U.S. national security community. You can learn more about DEF and get involved at DEF.org. That's DEF.org. We look forward to your ideas and are excited to connect you with other doers working on hard problems.
Welcome to another weekly wrap-up episode on this fine Wednesday, the 12th of August. We are your hosts, Mike Madrid and Mike Bakota, and we're here to deliver you a wrap-up of what's going on around the Defense Entrepreneurs Forum over the past week.
With this segment, we'll cover all things happening in the DEF community from the different ways members are interacting around the group. This includes all the stuff that's going on in our Slack channels, our virtual events, our blog posts, everything else in our social media feeds that really make up what the DEF community really is. So with this, we're really hoping to condense all of that into one easy to manage cast so you can listen to it wherever you are and fully understand what's going on around DEF. With that, Mike, off to you for the members of the week.
Great. So we like to take a moment to welcome people who've joined the DEF community in the past week since our last episode. And so this time I'd like to welcome Alka Patel, Neil Wendt, David Pendle, Brenda Metzger, J.W. Womack, Jake Elliott, Trevor Elbin, Asad Akram, Caleb Carr, T.J. Janadu, Jacques Vasta, Ike Kinghorn, and Elena Mbimbo. Thank you for joining. They're all across the country, coming from all different sectors and walks of life. It's great to have them. And Mike, every week I feel like I'm running the gauntlet of pronunciation, so I'm sure I got some of those wrong, but I just hope to welcome you warmly to the DEF community. And as we also like to do regularly on this podcast is to spotlight a volunteer, because DEF is an all volunteer run organization, and we like to show what our members and volunteers are up to. So this week I'd like to highlight Jesse Levin. Jesse's originally from Connecticut. He's a graduate of Babson College and a longtime entrepreneur and passionate about the disaster response and preparedness space. He's the founder of Tactivate, a firm that specializes in the conceptualization and rapid activation of disaster response and recovery operations. Disaster response and cultural mediation work, he's been doing it all over from Panama to the Philippines, Haiti, and Puerto Rico. His work has been recognized in publications and newspapers from Entrepreneur to Forbes and CNN and Fast Company. So he's been around the block, a lot of experience. And with DEF, he's been involved for a long time, both as an active member and as a volunteer. He has helped with our community team's efforts, as well as lots of special projects and initiatives, such as the community advisory earlier this year. He's currently working on his latest initiative for the day job, which I believe is based in Connecticut. And it sounds just awesome. So to that point, Mike, I think we should have him on the podcast soon to talk about it. But I just wanted to take a moment to thank Jesse for all he has done and continues to do regularly in support of this community and evangelizing on behalf of the mission. So proud to have you, Jesse, on the team, and always appreciate the energy and perspective you bring. And for all those listening, we are, of course, always recruiting for passionate volunteers. So if you're interested in stepping up, then head over to def.org/join and apply to be a volunteer. With that, over to you, Mike, to wrap up some of the news from around DEF in the discussions and the virtual platforms.
Excellent. Thanks, Mike. So in this section, what we're really trying to hit at is all the events captured inside of our DEF Slack. So if anybody ever has anything that they want to highlight in the following week or see something worth mentioning, please head out to the feedback channel and give us some feedback. Out in the events channel, as well as the 3D printing channel, today was the kickoff event of the Air Force's Advanced Manufacturing Olympics. That's an event going on through October. Great event. Hope to see a lot of people there. And keep track of the innovations that are happening. They're broadcast for everybody to see. As well as in the events channel, we have Hack the Building. It's the nation's annual event for cybersecurity. And what's fascinating is the date is kind of hard to find. So Mike and I were talking earlier. I think that's probably for a reason. So that's going to be coming up this fall. So stay tuned. We'll try to figure out when that is. Out in ONR, they're hosting an event for small businesses on August 13th. On the same day, the DIN, the Defense Innovation Network, is hosting their Defense Innovation Summit. Out in Ideas and Projects, there's a free mindfulness program for veterans that's available. out in Influence and Operations, there is a wonderful article on critical thinking in the realm of political campaigns. And with everything going on, it's worth a good read. Out in Jobs Channel this week, there was a couple different mentions for both project managers and program managers. So if anybody's been impacted by COVID, please share anything you see in the Jobs Channel. Once again, in Opportunities and Help, the UK has grants that are available for commercial technologies with applications for space. And then out in Random, there was a wonderful discussion. Mike, you actually told me about it this week. And I think it was a real good read. And Rich and I will be talking about it later. But there was a discussion on use of the word innovation. I think that is a topic that is completely relevant to this space, and looking forward to discussing it more. And then finally, in our general channel, you can always find a link to this, the weekly cast that we do, as well as the Drink and Think that we do directly following. And I guess transferring into the next segment is going to be the channel of the week. So this is an idea that we've been tossing around, and we do each week, where we highlight a new channel. I particularly have been part of DEF now for 5 years, and I never knew how widespread it really was. The very first time we tried doing one of these, Mike showed me that, hey, there's a second, third, and fourth page to the DEF channels. So today I really wanted to highlight all of the different branch channels. Plenty of different branches make up the Defense Entrepreneurs Forum. And a lot of times you see certain segments in the Navy or in the Air Force primarily, but we have channels for every single branch. So diversify, go out and find out what's going on in those different branches. And with that, Mike, we'll transition to you for the DEF updates.
Thanks, Mike. And before I get going, I like what you said there. You know, we do have each service specific channel, the Army, the Air Force, the Navy, the Space Force, but absolutely it is free reign to go and join others besides your own branch, or maybe you're not in the armed forces at all, but you're a member of DEF and you want to join those and see what people in that particular community are talking about and working through. So absolutely, it's been fascinating to kind of, you know, I have a Navy background, but to dig into what the Army is doing. And like you said, we have a lot of people in DEF from the Air Force. So the Air Force channel is always active. All right, for my segment, I'd like to highlight some of the things going on at the organizational level, and many weeks that comes down to, you know, sharing with you a lot of events that are past but mostly upcoming. And in that vein, last night, the DC Agora hosted Zach Tyson, a prolific author, to talk about reframing national security. And that was a good hour-long talk in the evening with a lot of Q&A from the audience, and I enjoyed that very much, and I look forward to having Zach Tyson on again. And he's been a great member of the DEF community. Upcoming tomorrow night, specifically, there are three different events happening. So wherever you are, there is something for you, both the West Coast and the East Coast. So first, tomorrow night, Thursday evening, Hampton Roads is having a virtual Link and Learn. They're hosting a three-member panel, Marlo Calloway, Sultan Camp, and Randy Shabro. And they're gonna discuss resumes, applications, and landing a job in defense. The three speakers are human resources and hiring experts. And they're going to talk specifically about, you know, searching for and applying for jobs in the defense industry and careers in national security. So that sounds like a really practical topic that should hopefully be a good value add to anybody, you know, not just in Hampton Roads again, but anybody in DEF who would like to learn some of those skills and from some of their advice. Tune in for that. Later in the evening, because of time zone differences, in San Diego, the Agora there is going to be having a virtual happy hour. It's the first one they've had in a little while, so they're going to get the momentum going again in their local community. So I encourage anybody in or around San Diego to join for that and meet the Agora leads and other DEF members there. And finally, on Thursday evening, we're going to do a virtual Q&A with Tech Congress. And Mike, we talked about this on the show a little bit last week, but for those who aren't familiar yet, Tech Congress is a startup nonprofit incubated at the Open Technology Institute at New America. They're nonpartisan and work with a diverse set of political voices. Really what they're focused on is building a new generation of technology leaders in Congress. So they place computer scientists, engineers, and other technologists into policy advisor roles with members of Congress through 1 year Congressional Innovation Fellowship opportunities. And Thursday evening, DEF member Frank Reyes will discuss his Tech Congress experience with Catherine Pratt and Nate Wilkins. And they'll also talk about Tech Congress's work on the Hill, the upcoming cohort of fellows, which, by the way, the application period is still open for, and how that all overlaps with DEF's mission of promoting a culture of innovation. And then the next day, Friday, at the end of this week, the DC Agora is having another event. So that's two events in the same week for the DC Agora, not that we're keeping score. And the event on Friday night is going to be about OKRs, which stands for Objectives and Key Results. So our guest, Nick Setterberg, will be sharing about his experience at Kessel Run. And I've seen a lot of people in DEF talking about OKRs and how to use them in their organizations. So I'm really interested in hearing Nick's perspectives. And in keeping with the topic, the objective of the event will be helping people in national security understand how to use those tools like OKRs to enable execution, even in the world's largest bureaucracies. Looking a little bit farther out in the month, the West Lafayette Agora will be getting together on the 27th of August in the evening virtually with a topic of coronavirus and vaccines. That's certainly on everybody's mind, and looking forward to having the Midwest crew get together then. And I'd also like to highlight the Cornerstones series. So we've talked about that a couple shows ago back in July when it was just launching. But if you're not familiar with Cornerstones, it's a new project within DEF led by a member and volunteer, Jed Weiner. It's a substantive training program that he envisions with leading experts on key skill sets and subject matters relevant for entrepreneurs and emerging companies and VC specifically. He envisions it as a very tactical kind of boot camp experience instead of, you know, high level. He wants it to be really practical. And he'll be doing monthly virtual events as well as, I think he's playing some practice pitch nights so people can practice their pitch skills and things like that. So stay tuned for more on that project. But the next event will be on August 20th at 7 p.m. And the topic then is gonna be emerging company accounting strategies, with guest Michael Gawley, a partner at the accounting firm Eisner Amper. So that's definitely a tough topic. Everybody has, I don't know that many of us would find accounting to be our favorite topic, but it's obviously incredibly important and critical. So I hope that that's a good opportunity for people to pick up on some strategies and hear some great perspectives from Michael Gawley. Finally, I'll just highlight that DEF 2020, as hopefully you know, on Friday, 23rd of October, which it will be virtual and distributed. The tickets are coming soon for that. Our team has been organizing with speakers, putting together the virtual platforms in a unique way, and doing a lot of organizing on the ground. So we hope to offer those tickets to DEF members here in the next little bit. So stay tuned for that. That wraps up my segment. Mike, I'll pass it over to you to introduce our guest of the week.
Excellent. Well, Mike, this is one of the best weeks. I've been looking forward to this for a while. We're bringing in a very good friend of mine and somebody who I think really embodies the definition of naval enlisted innovator. And that is my good friend, Rich Walsh. Rich, thanks for coming, man. Always good to see you.
Thank you, my friend. How are you guys?
Oh, doing good, doing good. So Rich, you know, you have a long history inside of innovation, especially DoD innovation. How did you originally get your start with DEF?
So I got my start with DEF through Ben Coleman. So one thing I remember back in around 2012, 2013, I was looking at the top of all these org charts and I saw this group called the CNO's Rapid Innovation Cell and ended up linking up with Prof and linking up with the CRIC and ended up, I actually spoke at DEF in Chicago in 2015.
Excellent. That is great, man. What currently is your day job? How has that impacted your strategy within DEF and what you've done with DEF?
So currently, what I'm working on is I'm on a group called the SWIC, which stands for the Strategic Warfighting Innovation Cell at OpNav in 73. So we just recently stood up a new OpNav code in 7. We're in charge of training and warfighter development. And inside that group, the question came up, I wonder what a new SSG, deep blue CRIC style group would be. And at that point, I had just left working at the Joint Artificial Intelligence Center. And so I got snatched up by OpNav and put on this group. And I think the integration with DEF is that a lot of the new sorts of technologies and the new concepts that we're looking at, even into the way in which organizations and businesses run, understanding how the corporate sector and understanding how the civilian sector is doing them and the lessons learned and pulling that into OpNav and pulling that into the DoD is incredibly valuable. Also, the connections through DEF with new technologies like artificial intelligence and machine learning and deep learning and all that interesting stuff is incredibly valuable.
Excellent. You know, we've been involved in several different things, from Naval Constellation, DEF, a couple different things. Where do you think DEF fits into this innovation network? What is DEF to you?
So I actually talked about this a little bit back in 2015, and part of it was that there are kind of two different curves and trajectories for an individual in an innovation effort. And the first curve is one that kind of goes like this, right? There's an ebb and a flow to an individual as they pass through their career. The second curve is an exponential curve that takes off like this. And there's a point where the two cross that I talked about. And that point is where, as an individual innovator inside an organization, the effort that you've been championing for so long and lifting up with your personality becomes larger than you yourself. So most people who are involved with DEF today have no idea who Ben Coleman even was, right? And that's not a sign of failure, that's a sign of success. And you know, you look at the Naval Constellation and you look at all the other things that I've been involved with, very few people actually will probably ever know my name, but they'll see the work that I did on Illuminate and other things, and these things will resonate. That's not a sign of failure. That's a fact that the efforts that I did became so much larger than me as an individual. And the key point there is that innovation is a team sport. It's not an individual effort. And DEF allows you access to that broader network of individuals that can help you achieve those goals and help foster them. The other thing that's good about DEF is the fact that you get exposed to, you know, even a little bit earlier, you were talking about accounting stuff and you were talking about all these things. And the interesting thing about innovation is that you can't, by being a subject matter expert in any one thing, you really lack the ability, because you end up falling victim to functional fixedness over time. So what's required is that you have to constantly be curious and you have to collide with all sorts of new concepts and unrelated fields and different people and different backgrounds. And over time, you know, at some point in the future, you'll have a problem where you take and you combine one thing you heard about 10 years ago with some other thing you heard about 5 years ago, and you flip them upside down and you bounce it off a person who's you've never met before and is like an expert in zoology or something. And you make a connection that you would have never made. And that's a connection that's valuable to the organization. And that's what innovation does. And DEF helps facilitate that in the DoD.
Well, I want to thank you really and truly for killing my next question, which was your definition of innovation. So you laid it out perfectly.
All right.
So thanks, man. But yeah, so that is great. Where do you see the future in all that? You've clearly defined innovation wonderfully. You've done a great job of defining the benefits of DEF. What do you think is the next step, both with innovation and maybe the DEF community as a whole?
I think one thing that really needs to be encouraged is there needs to be better ways to manage talent in the Department of Defense. And create opportunities. How do you measure innovative personalities? How do you create promotion pipelines for them? Like I've been an E6 for 10 years. I will never ever promote ever again. Like there's a report called the F5 report that like went to Congress that point blank used me as an example of, and that was years ago, of someone who will never promote. And that's true throughout the history of innovators in the military. People who disrupt the status quo, you know, they have to make a choice, like John Boyd's roll call. You want to be somebody or you want to do something. And if you want to do something, you got to lay your career down and you just have to accept you'll never promote. I think that as we go forward, the ways in which DEF can help, you know, DEF can help, you know, frame how we manage talent and frame how we promote people and bring awareness to that kind of force of the future effort that was started all those years ago, I think is really incredibly valuable. I think the other thing too that DEF can do is act as an incubator for a lot of these ideas that are simply not funded by the DoD and help get, I mean, people don't need a lot, but just get them, get their feet off the ground, give them the connections that they need. The other thing too that DEF really adds tremendous value to is that we lose, you know, so one of the chief designers of the iPhone was actually an F-18 pilot, later went to work for Apple. And also, like, there was a company in Silicon Valley, I knew the head of engineering, and it was a guy named Paul Sells. And Paul Sells was a flight deck yellow shirt enlisted guy, later became involved in augmented reality. And his talents were well beyond the shirt, literally, that he was wearing on his back and the rank he was wearing on his collar. And I think that inside the DoD, we lose a lot of very talented people because we don't know how to leverage talent. We don't know how to pair these people up with problem sets. And, you know, I've been lucky, I've been blessed that, you know, I have stumbled into the right scenarios to be able to spend my career doing this. But for every one person like me or like you, or even like you, Mike, there are probably 10,000 other innovators that will never, ever get the light of day. And if we don't want to learn, end up teaching our kids Mandarin, then we need to figure out a way to deal with that. And we need to figure out a way to leverage all innovators against the fight.
No, I mean, that definitely strikes home, man. I understand that in my bones. As you know, we both were applying to some of the same groups back in the day. And ultimately, I ended up leaving to continue the pursuits in the field that I wanted to and exited the service. So I truly applaud you and see who has one in a million that you're able to continue those efforts and really finish your career in this field. You know, with that, I've always found that people like you, like me, like Mike, we tend to see each other in the same type of events. Oh, hey, I didn't know you were here. What, lend some thought. Why do you think it is that we tend to see each other in the same type of events, being a DEF member, but maybe as a whole, is there a larger collaboration effort, or is there anything more that we could do or help to identify people like us, like you, like everybody in DEF?
So a lot of that is that people will kind of form up into tribes. So there's some, you know, behavioral economics involved there, and there's like some psychology involved in there, that people tend to form up in groups. And a lot of us are pariahs. A lot of us are troublemakers and we're disruptive, right? So there's a concept, let me close this for a second. There's a concept called the diffusion of innovation, right? And in the diffusion of innovation, if you look, the early part of the bell curve is pretty easy to come by. But once you get past about 16% market penetration, those people, the other 80% of a population set, do not trust innovators. They think they're weird, they think they're confusing, and they think they're crazy, right? What needs to happen is you have to have English to English translators. Those are the early adopters, whether it's technology, whether it's a concept, whatever it is. And they're not quite innovators, but they're also not quite, you know, the first part of the majority. They're kind of in between, and they can do translation. And they're the ones that are really critical. So one thing I think that we have to look for is we need to look for people at key positions of power where there's choke points of information and resources and authorities that can lend their voice to do English to English translation for innovators. I think that's one thing that would be incredibly valuable. I think the other thing that I think the DEF can do a little better at is figuring out a way to connect dots with, you know, less known organizations. So we all kind of know the big guys like Kessel Run, AFWERX, NavalX, but I'm sure that there are smaller organizations outside of major metropolitan areas like DC and Pax River and, well, not Pax River, major metropolitan area, but it's kind of like the base for naval aviation. And outside of those places, I think you guys can do a little better job like syncing up with it. The other thing I think too is I think that DEF is a little bit too Navy centric, in my opinion. And I think that we should branch out and get more heavily involved with specifically the Army.
Absolutely. And you know, it's one of those areas where how do you bridge? How do you find? And going back to our channel of the week, there's a nice opportunity to bridge with those folks in different areas other than yourselves. But yeah, it's a wonderful opportunity. And then, you know, one last question. It's one of my favorite questions to ask people is, all of us know Mike as a name leads to key individuals. Some of our favorite people are always named Mike. Who is your person, not currently in this discussion, but who is your favorite Mike?
Definitely. Favorite Mike. I'd have to say Mike Madrid. I can't think of any other name. I just literally can't. I'm sorry.
He's my favorite as well, so that's all right.
And then, by the way, the conversation is between you and I right now, so he's technically muted, so I don't think he counts.
Okay. I'll take it. He could have gone with Jordan. There's so many inspirational Mics. I understand. It's overwhelming.
I think Mike had a question. What do you got, man?
I do. Well, now I'm blushing. But so normally I just let Mike P here, do the interviews. But I was loving everything you were saying, the whole segment, taking notes. Really looking forward to sharing this episode. And I had two specific thoughts. The quick thought was that, in response to your comment about being force centric, it's my personal anecdotal experience that we're really heavily Air Force centric right now. And maybe that's just been a recent change, but I think there may be something to, the idea that more broadly speaking, even outside of DEF, the Air Force has really invested a lot and promoted a lot in the dedicated innovation space. And perhaps other services need to play a little catch up. But that aside, I wanted to ask you a question that we have been engaging with a lot at the national level in DEF. And that is one of our, underrepresented segments is the enlisted community. And you guys had a great discussion just in the last 10 minutes about that. And we are in the middle of putting together a group specifically who's going to work on this issue. And we'll be talking about that on a future show. But I would just thought I'd ask you off the cuff if you have ideas or thoughts for how we can better go out and engage with the enlisted community and bring them into the fold and hear from them and interact with them in both directions.
Well, that's tricky. Okay, so I'll go back to something that I created a few years ago. And this is an avenue that we could possibly use. So the reason that I kind of got pulled onto the crick was because I was involved in building a community called Navy Brightwork, right? So Navy Brightwork at its peak had about 1,500 different sailors and Marines across the fleet. One thing that does not exist on a large scale is any sort of idea harvesting in the fleet, and there's no sort of awareness. Now, I know that doesn't end. Under Rob Marshall and Maura Sullivan and all those guys tried to push out while the NIAC was up some of that sort of idea harvesting using idea scale and the work through MPS. But the issue is it's not been sustained. So there's no avenue for folks across the fleet to make recommendations or make suggestions. Even the beneficial suggestion program, which I've actually been paid through, is a collateral duty. I mean, back in the day, it was a collateral duty for some lieutenant in the basement of the Pentagon. And the instruction hasn't even been revised since Vern Clark, right? It's like, it's abandoned. And so if you really want to bring in enlisted folks, you have to give them avenues to have a voice. And you have to give them mechanisms to self-identify. Through that same mechanism, you could put key operational problems, and maybe even on a sipper side sort of conversation, you could have sailors chime in with recommendations from across the fleet on helping identify problems, identifying gaps in capability, and then making recommendations from the deck plate with those recommendations getting rolled up, curated, and communicated to senior leadership, and potentially even some transparency. So some sailor says, hey, I wish, why don't we use stainless steel handrails instead of carbon steel that rusts on ships that are at sea with salt water. That sort of recommendation is something that we should just try that. Or how do we pilot that? And getting our sailors to take ownership is a big thing. More often than not, we don't provide avenues throughout the fleet for sailors to take ownership of the problems that they're experiencing. And we're just told to kind of deflect and, we're already working on it. You'll get a good ability to do video conferencing on Sipper in 2030, or whatever, right? or you figure out a way to improve some tool or something like that, there literally is no mechanism except for maybe Tech Solutions. So ONR has a program called Tech Solutions, but Tech Solutions doesn't actually want sailor-driven solutions. Tech Solutions just wants the problems. And so outside of that, there really is not a mechanism for sailors to self-identify that they want to tackle problems or even find communities like that. That's one of the things that we try to do with the Naval Constellation is to try and help build that network. But even that, there's no formal way to move an idea through the chain of command up to an executive leader where they can actually make some sort of decision and say, you know, this is what I want to do. I'm an exception to that because I'll just straight email the VCNO a PowerPoint, but a typical E6 is not going to do that.
You know, Rich, a lot of those highlights sound a lot like some of the programs that we worked with back in the day with the Athena project, which, you know, I would absolutely love
Dave
to
Nobles.
See. Yeah. Yeah. I would love to see that take off again. And to anybody listening, I would definitely support picking up where we left off and getting the Athena kicked off. You know what? Our last, the last Athena event that I was ever part of and aware of, our lead sponsor was actually Hondo Gertz. So maybe we can get this broadcast put out there again, cast the net, and maybe catch his attention again and stir up some Athena.
Secretary Gertz is a great example of the kind of leader that we need more of in the Navy. We need more people at senior roles that are willing to literally grab it by the bootstraps, put their, I mean, I've literally heard the man say, I'm going to run, plow through the line. You guys better be ready to get behind me. And he does. And it's not just words. He's backed it up with action. And we need more senior leaders that will actually back it up with action and put money behind it and put money where their mouth is, to be very blunt.
Yeah, and seeing the direction, we all mentioned how we know Naval X is a big thing. And seeing what they have become and what they're doing, all with his backing, is wonderful. And I truly agree with you that Hondo is one of the greatest leaders that I have ever met. And I wish that there were 10 of them. I can't even imagine what our fleet would be like with more folks like Hondo.
He's approachable, and he backs and he puts his money where his mouth is.
He does. Well, Rich, I can't thank you enough, man. Thank you so much for this conversation. It is always great to have you. And yeah, take care with your ventures, and definitely keep Dev informed with everything you're doing.
Sounds good. Good talking to you guys.
Likewise. All right, Mike, I think back to you to wrap it up.
Sure. It's been a great trip down memory lane with Athena Project and Naval Constellation and Crick and all these different references. So thanks, Rich, for a great discussion. Again, I look forward to sharing this around and having people listen to it and learn from your experiences and perspectives and put them to work. And again, with that enlisted engagement initiative that I kind of did a sneak peek of, I'd love to have your perspectives involved in that. And you're right, Mike, it's 5:30. That's a wrap for our regular segment. Thanks everyone for tuning in. And we're sure there are even more things happening all over DEF than what we talked about in our wrap up today. So we hope this encourages you to get more involved and join the discussions happening all over. We'll put some links to things we discussed in the show notes. And we'll see you next week. We've been your hosts, Mike Madrid and Mike Pakoda. See you next Wednesday.
Thanks for taking the time to listen. We love ideas and feedback, so feel free to send your thoughts to hello@def.org. For more great content and to stay in the loop about community events and activities, follow us on social media and subscribe to our monthly newsletter. Everyone plays a part in building the innovative national security culture we want to see. To find where you fit, just go to def.org/join. That's def.org/join.